My name's Kirk Broadus, and I live in Austin, Texas.
What elections are you thinking about right now?
I'm thinking about the one that's coming up, the one I think is probably the most important election we've had in my lifetime. Yes, I agree. I think that we, under this administration, are sliding toward an autocratic system that demolishes or undermines our main democratic principles. And I fear that if we can't stop him now, that slide will continue because the Republicans in Washington don't seem to have the backbone to tell him truth to power. And that's not good. However, my main concern right now is for our environment, climate change. I mean, political issues and political problems will always be with us, and now in a big, big way. But unless we address climate change, which, you know, I guess it was 51 scientists at the UN, for which they received a Nobel Peace Prize, just came out and said, we have to do it now, and we have to do it well. And if we don't, I'm a father with two children, hoping for grandchildren, because if we don't do it now, I mean now, today, then a slide into autocracy or any other horrific consequence of this administration's choices will pale, because our Earth will be dying, and I really don't want that. We need to move now, and I want my congressman, hopefully Mike Siegel, to put his voice in and create a bill or whatever, back my concern as his constituent.
Sounds like you're voting with your family in mind, you said, and the future in mind. Is Mike Siegel appealing to you because of his stance on the environment specifically, or is that
he's my choice because of many things. I like his platform, and I like the policies he's endorsed, including climate change. Mainly at my age, I'm 66. I feel guilty that we've gotten to this point where, unless we do something immediately, our world, everybody in the world, all our global citizens, will be put at severe risk and possibly death, which would lead to, you know, droughts, famines, possibly, you know, confrontation, global conflict for lessening resources. And we need to act now. And I think Mike Siegel will act with me and for us.
And have you voted?
Yes, I have. Fortunately, I'm over 65. I get the mail-ins.
All right. So you can send your ballot in by mail. That's great. Thanks for talking, Kurt.
Well, I want the young folk out there, because they're the ones who are going to have to live through the horrors, to get up, to make themselves a commitment, to get up and go vote sometime before November 6th. The earlier, the better.